Introducing the amazing iPhone XS you'll love on T-Mobile, the most loved in wireless. It's the perfect way to stay connected to those you heart most. Fall in love with iPhone XS on T-Mobile. And right now, trade in an eligible iPhone and you'll save $300. Visit a store or call 1-800-T-MOBILE.
If you cancel service, remaining balance is due. Qualifying service and finance agreements required. $279.99 down plus 30 per month times 24. Full price $999.99. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers plus tax on full price. Allow 8 weeks for rebate.
Blog Talk Radio.
What is going on, everybody? What's going on? Happy Monday. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. It's a new week, and we are with the one and only Key Sensation on the Kids Corner. Tonight we are going to be talking about family and what family means to you. And by family, you might think I'm talking like mama, daddy, people that's blood related. And to a certain extent, if that's what you take out of it, then that's your connection. But I want to talk about the makeshift families that we make in the community. A lot of LGBT people, we get shunned from families, and we end up making our own family: mother, father, sister, brother, so on and so forth. Even in, not even just in LGBT families, like in families period, we do that all the time. That's my bro, that's my sis. If y'all, as many times as y'all listen to this show, y'all have always heard me call Twin my sister. That's my big sis. Twin. My twin is my big sis. And we're going to get into the dynamics of what gels that family bonding to where you guys are really like family. What y'all don't understand about me and my twin, me and my twin treat each other just like we real brothers. You don't fuck with my twin and don't fuck with me, because we will get you together with no problem. But that's family. That's what family do. And we're going to talk about the aspects of the additions to family and why certain things are the way they are, and what happens when you allow that other energy into your life. You're letting another creep into your personal life, and that's what makes the extended family a dope family, because you may not have that connection with the family, but you have a connection with another family. But before I carry on, I'm going to let everybody get settled up in here. Once again, we on the Kids Corner. We talk about what does family mean to you. And speaking of family, let's play Family Portrait by Pete, which is a very deep and personal song. And we're going to listen to it. And I will be back in 3 minutes and 49 seconds. Y'all all be easy. I shall be kind.
I told God you didn't mean those nasty things.
What's going on, guys? We are going to make a very special phone call really quick to my twin, who is about to be in the studio. We're about to put twin in the studio. I'm not going to see why we're waiting for twin to answer the phone. We're talking about family and instruction. What's up, twin?
What's up, guys? I'm sorry.
Twin was our first ever over the air phone call. but we were talking about the structure of family and where what do you do when that family is a family? And speaking of family, I have to call my other family member and we will get down to the meat and potatoes in a second. I just have to make sure my other family member is on his phone. So sit tight while I dial another number. Okay. Not long. We were talking about the family and what happens when you don't have that. What happens when you don't have that fam? Like what happens when your mom and dad ain't here for you? Here for you, or they don't support the movement or what you're doing. That was one of the reasons why I picked Family Portrait where I picked, because if you really think about a family portrait, if you look at a family, the first thing you say is, oh, that's a beautiful family. You don't know what demons are lying in that back in the background of that family. You don't know if the mom or the dad is for. Or this son is a homosexual who's just, she don't answer this phone, I'm gonna be so mad at her. Bree. 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 Yeah, on the radio. This is my little. I don't know where she at in the middle, in the midst of the storm. But my little
Bree. Hey, what's mine? Oh, hello.
Hey, Bree.
Hey. I don't know how long y'all was on the phone. I was over here singing off key and stuff.
Okay. We had a little bit of it. Okay.
Oh, jeez.
We are going to be talking about tonight the structure of family and where did it come from and what happens and all the many things that come a part of a situation. And one of the things my mom used to always say is that family is not who you're born with. Families who support you. And these two knuckleheads, my Bree is always there, and my twin gets the brunt of everything. Like, my twin gets the majority of any life crisis that I'm going through, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's happy, whether it's sad, I dial my twin's number. And I'm like, twin, I'm having a bad day. And I cry, and we talk about it, and we get it up, and we get over with it. Who is having the nerve to call me in the middle of the show? How rude. But I'm going to have to call you back. I'm working. Don't be rude. But, you know, it is what it is. And when you think of family, we have makeshift, this makeshift family that has become like a core part of my family. And the Fab Five is what I always call it, my crew, my people. We the Fab Five. And it's more than five of us, but the original status to that family, it was just five people. Myself, EJ, Edwin, RJ, and Clifton. And we made this little family because shit, ain't nobody else want to be bothered. I mean, my mom was okay, but she wasn't okay with it. And everybody else had, like, really shitty families. Like, their family, my family was the good family. Like, my family wasn't as bad as other people's, because some of the people that I just named was homeless, parents was on drugs, ECT, and everything else in the middle and in between. So that's where the structure of another family came from. It's also something very highly popular in the Baltimore community, like in the LGBT community, period. We go out and we make these moms and we make dads, and we set up the structure of a family. A person who is older than you is usually your father. The person that guides you and kind of nurtures you is usually your mother. And then you have your brothers and sisters. And then you get to a certain age where you're allowed to have children. You're the parent. They're the grandparent. The brothers that you have now have nieces and nephews. So it's the breakdown of your family. It just continues on, and so on and so forth. But that's because we take pride in our family. Like, I take pride in my little Fab Five. Like, even though I kind of fell off, it's something I'm going to revisit. I take pride in that because it kept a lot of things from getting out of control when you have someone looking out for you, someone looking out for you, and someone looking out for you. Let's say you may be an only child, and your mother may have thrown you out on the streets. You got brothers and sisters that you never talk to. Brothers talk about boys, clothes, cars. In my case, video games and basketball. But you know, we did that because that's what it is. And that's what it will always be. We gotta get back to that, guys. We gotta get back to that unit of family. We've gotten so far from family that now we just throw our people to the wind. Oh, she got too many kids, my baby daddy. We don't want to fool with her no more. He gay. You're not fooling with him no more. You can't just throw your people away like that. Because then they go looking for that structure. And although my structure of family was good, there's other structures of family in this LGBT community that are awful. And you are putting your kids at risk and harm to feel like they are unloved, unappreciated, and no one gives a flat fuck. And if no one gives a flat fuck, they're not going to give a flat fuck. And what you're doing is subjecting your child to go running around looking for love in a bunch of million places that they're not supposed to look at, that they're too young to be getting into. They go get with these boys. They want to be with the boys because the boys love them and the boys treat them well. But what they don't understand is that you're subjecting your child to a risk. They don't take the time to get to know that boy because they just want something to call their own. That's mine. And I don't have mine in my life. I don't have a mine. I don't have a my mama. I don't have a my brother. I don't have a my sister. So they take that family structure, and what they start to do, myself included in my younger days, they start to infiltrate within the family. And that's a no-no. You don't date in the family. You don't date your brother. I never had to worry about my sisters. Most of my sisters were transsexuals and drag queens. But you don't date within the family. We're going to get back to that in a minute after I get to this commercial break.
Thought I'd feel this way, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad.
Yeah, I get the point. That's what friends are for. That's by Dionne Warwick, Gladys Knight, Elton John, and Stevie Wonder. Who my little niece does not think is blind, but I'm not going to get into that show. I'm going to let my niece get on here one day, tell y'all her controversial reasons for why she thinks Stevie Wonder is not blind. But that has nothing to do with what we're talking about today. What we're going to talk about is the family. Like, we got to take a better job of taking care of our people and taking care of our home. Because when y'all don't, you end up with a lot of people looking for stuff they're not supposed to look for. Like, I can't tell you guys how many times my younger me went around looking for love because I felt like I didn't get it. And that's why the people that I named my beginning crew of the Fab Five, that's why they mean so much to me. They gave me unconditional love no matter what. So we gotta be a little bit more mindful of the structure or what we scrutinize and what we subject our kids to. Because if we don't, let me tell you what happens. You end up with a lot of unhappy people who don't think people love them. And then when somebody does come along and actually love them, you fight them tooth and nail because your family never gave you that structure. So what we teach our family is that we gotta be a little bit more understanding and a lot more forthcoming when it comes down to my twin. Like, she's the person I come to when it comes down to like my other things. I think probably no other person on this earth, probably besides my significant other, knows me as well as my twin. What's up, twin? Again.
What's up, twin? You know,
she keeps me focused. Like I get a little haywire and a little crazy, and she does the sister role. She's that big sister. I have big sisters, but I don't fool with my big sisters because my big sisters don't fool with me. So she's the big sister I run to when I'm having my bad day or something tragic is going on. I just like, oh, well, just lay it all on my twin. And she deals with it like a big sister is supposed to in terms of me telling me everything's going to be okay. On the other hand, I'm little and she is someone that I deal with, that she comes to me. Like, this is the family structure. This is the family structure. Like, she comes to me when something is wrong. Like, I go. And we got to do a better job of taking care of our people. Like, mind you, neither one of these people are even related to me. And I'm Breed's kid's godfather. And you can ask my twin on any day of the week, don't mess with my niece, because I will get you. That is my baby. And my nephew, too. But he a grown man. He be out doing his thing sometimes. So, you know, it means a lot. Like, we gotta take care of our children. If we don't take care of our kids, y'all gonna leave y'all kids to start running around being with a bunch of people that they're not supposed to be with. And they're gonna be looking for love, and looking for love leads to looking for sex. And looking for sex means to have an unprotected, and unprotected sex can go many a different way. If you're a girl, you can end up pregnant. If you're a girl, you can end up with some type of STD. If you're a girl, you can end up with HIV and or AIDS. If you're a boy, you can end up with HIV or AIDS. You can end up with an STD. And that's not cool. Like, we gotta love our people. We gotta, no matter what they're doing. What they're doing is in the bedroom, ain't your business. Not at all. Because guess what? They're a part of your family. So what does family mean to you? Family's supposed to be unity. Family's supposed to be forever. Meaning when that person kicked the bucket, you're not supposed to have no ill will towards that person. That's your family. No matter if y'all don't like each other, y'all don't speak every day, that's your family. And if they call and tell you that they need anything, you're supposed to be there for you for them because that's your family. Those are your people. Those are your people you call family. And we just got to. And I'm going to tell you, after we take this commercial break, I'm going to tell you why you have to. We're about to listen to Because of You. Sorry, I accidentally muted my mic. We're about to listen to Because of You by Kelly Clarkson. And then I'm going to explain to you why I picked this song. And it's really a dope song. And it always, like, spoke volumes to me. So I'll catch up with y'all in 3 minutes and 40 seconds.
Because of you, I never stayed too far from the sidewalk. Because
because of the guys from Looking Back. That was Because of You by Kelly Clarkson. And song. Before I say that, everybody knows my brother. Well, anybody who knows me personally knows my brother, God rest his soul, meant everything to me. Everything to me. That's exactly how I feel about him. He's created this. How do I say this and not sound shitty? Like, I've created this. He's created this person who's emotionless. Like, the only time I really cried is somebody was dead. And it's because of my brother, I am who I am today. And in certain areas of family, when you have someone that you look up to, you look up to them so tough that you want to be the next every bit of, I wanted to be every bit of my brother when I was little. And now that I'm older, I see a lot of flaws in his raising of me, because my brother is like my dad. And we can't force our opinions on our children. Because then what you do in the long run is you change their aspect of how they see family, how they see love, how they see a lot of things. And it's not cool, because if you keep on keeping on, what you're going to do is raise a heartless individual who gives love but doesn't receive love. I can give it to you all day. The moment somebody tries to give me love, there's a big stop yield sign in front of it. Don't do it. Just don't. And that's why we have to pay attention to what we're doing with our families, what we know with our kids. Hell, not just our kids. What we doing with our parents? What we doing with our elders? What we doing with the girl around the corner? The neighbor that you call your sis, or the girl that you walk down the street with every day and y'all sitting and chit-chatting, oh, hey girl, all that. Like, you have to be mindful. Because when the doors is closed and everybody's at home and you sit back and think about the way family is, your family was structured, you won't think the same about it no more. And the crazy part about the situation is, for family to be so important, used to mean so important, to be important to me no more, it don't mean nothing to me no more. And that's bad. Because I can't tell you guys how y'all supposed to feel about y'all family when I don't communicate with my family at all. So we have to do a better job of even bridging the hurt between the family. Like, if your cousin Lula May hurt your feelings because when you was 10 said you was ugly and you held on to it for the rest of your life, then you're a grown adult now. It's time for you to respectfully address the issue with Lula May and tell her that you hurt her feelings. She hurt your feelings. Holding on to that hurt, guys, is not going to get you nowhere. Trust me, I have been doing it for a very long time. And it's not fun, because you start to miss out on everything else, the beauty around you. Because all you do is in the most about all the stuff that did went wrong with your life. My mom this, my sister that, my brother this, my cat that, like whatever. We gotta be a lot more. Learn to be okay with things. We have to learn to be okay. Make amends, and even if the bridge between you and the ill will family member isn't great, or it's never going to be the way it was, fine, but find some type of line of communication. I have a whole nother Facebook page just for my brothers and sisters, just so they don't be in the mix of all the confusion, just so they don't know what's going on in my life, just so they don't know that I have a boyfriend, just so I don't have to hear it. And that's not how we was raised. We was raised to accept each other. Do I think about putting them all on one page? Sure. Have I done it yet? No. Why? I know it's going to be confusion. And I'm not here for the confusion. So with that being said, we are going to take another commercial break. This is It's Okay by BBNCC Winans. And I want all my listeners to know whatever you are going through at this time, whether it's family, friends, whatever, it is going to be okay. I will be back in 4 minutes and 7 seconds.
Maybe we can talk it over and save our hopes and dreams. Though the waves deep and less, somehow we'll cross this angry sea.
Welcome back. Sometimes we need to know that it's okay. And sometimes we need to know just it's okay to forgive. Like, even if you don't speak to that person, we have to know it's okay to forgive a person. We hold on to stuff, which continues to break down the family, And if you just keep letting them into the bullshit, just break down the family, what you gonna have? And that's whether that's your blood family or whether that's your makeshift family that you created. Like, any confusion at all is only going to tear that bond apart. And you got to know how to forgive. It's not easy. Like I said, like the example I use, you can be mad at Auntie Lula Mae because she called you ugly and fat when you was 12. And you ugly and you fat. And you probably bald-headed. Or, you know, you got missing teeth or whatever. Auntie Lula Mae is shady. Every time she sees you, she got a dig on you. You got it at some point in time, whether Auntie Lula Mae is with the ancestors or whether she got air in her body. You have to forgive. It's the only way you're going to make it. Because when you don't forgive, you take all that other shit that you learned, and you take that bullshit, and you put it in your family. And that's not cool. They ain't seen you in 100 Sundays in 3 years, and don't nobody go to family reunions no more. Why? Because it's a bunch of confusion. Sit down and figure out how you can get your family back together. That is what matters. I don't give a damn what the problem is. I don't give a damn how old it was. I don't give a damn. We got to do better, guys. Life is short. Life is too short to be holding on to bullshit. Way too short. This weekend, I lost one of my dearest friends, Cliff. And me and Cliff might as well have been brothers. Like, Cliff, I'm only a year older than Cliff. Cliff is just 38. I mean, 37. What is 37? I'm just about to be 36 in 2 weeks. And he's gone. And he's not here. And one of the biggest things outside of Cliff's big, you have to put my boy business out there like that. He never felt like he had family. After my mom died, he didn't have family because I got up and left. And I'm not beating myself up about it, but I'm using it as an example. He didn't feel like he had the love at home, so he went out in the streets and found it the best way he knew how. And that love that he found gave him something he couldn't get rid of, gave him something he had to hold on to for forever, gave him something that killed him. Y'all gotta take better care of y'all. Yeah. Like, we just do. Like, you gotta raise your kids to be the best men and women that they can be. And if you're not, then don't whine about why Cousin Carol ain't came to see your kids or JoJo don't call you no more. Why don't you pick up the phone and call Cousin Carol? Why don't you pick up the phone and call JoJo? The excuses that we make or the bullshit that go on in our family makes no sense because what you're doing is hurting somebody else. And then somebody else has to deal with that. And what we fail to realize is the things that we learn at home and family are the things we take through life, career-wise, dating. Big bullet point for dating because the things you teach somebody at home are the things they teach their kids and the things they teach their kids. And the things they teach their kids. And usually those things all have to do with your dating life. Your boyfriend, and then your kids. You're not doing that to be repeating the cycle. You're just doing it in a different way. Oh, I'm not going to shade my kid if my kid is gay. Okay, he's not gay. Okay, so, but what about the other thing? Like, we have to not do that. Because when you do it, it just becomes a big repeating thing of over and over again. And guys, in a minute, the generations is not going to know nothing about family. They're not going to have that family structure of laughing and playing and being kids. Let a kid be a kid. Let a teenager be a teenager. Let your grown adult be whatever your grown adult ass want to be. Because when you don't, then you end up hurting the kid. It's the child suffers. And I'm speaking from personal experience. The structure of family to me now means something way different to me than it did when I was young. To me now, family means calling you and checking up on you. Oh, Twain, what's good? How you doing? Oh, Bree, what's good? How you doing? Oh, Bae, what's good? How you doing? Although he is my Bae, he is still a part of my family. And we leave it at that. We got to go the extra mile, guys. We have to get back to the fam. Where y'all did the cookouts together and the Sunday dinners. And all the things that happened before y'all let all the bullshit get in the way. Before mama died and daddy died and grandmas and big mamas and all those other people. Because those are usually the people who kept the family together. Before all those things happened, what's wrong with you being the new big mama? What's wrong with you being the new person who orchestrate all the stuff? Do your part. And if you're not going to do your part, then stop whining. We're going to take our last commercial break and we're going to get out and then we're going to get the hell up out of here. This is The Best Man I Can Be by Case, R.L., Genuine, and Tyrese. And I would like to dedicate this song to my brother, Cliff. We miss you, baby. And will you see my mommy? Give her a hug.
Brothers in the hood, in the high rises, or in the mansions with the maids. We gotta come together, y'all. Come on.
To face another day, gotta stay strong to endure this pain.
I'm dealing with right now. It flips my whole life upside down.
Tell them about I don't want your help.
I don't need your sympathy. No.
Help you up when you are down.
What can a brother do for me?
that was Best Man I Can Be from the Best Man soundtrack. And that was, that's what family is to me. Family helps you be the best you can be. That's one thing I can count on when it came to my brothers. My core motherfucking heart ass brothers. The ones related to me and the ones I put in my family. They've all made me be the best I can be. That's what family is, guys. Family is making sure you are right. Family is making sure you're perceiving, achieving your greatness, seeing your potential, not letting the bullshit get in your way, and not running a social media with all your $80 million, $1,000 prior posts. You know? So we gotta take care of our people. We got to. If we don't, then who gonna take care of them? Before we get out of here, breathe. Stop letting people stand in your way, kiddo. You got this. Fuck what everybody else say. Focus on your kids and do what you gotta do. When I could be here till Jesus comes back talking about you. I made myself laugh. But you the best big sister and little brother could ask for, man. To my brothers, TJ, Dante, EJ, Earl, Roderick, and my motherfucking Cliff. I love each and every last one of y'all with all my heart. Because at some point in time, each one of y'all, all of y'all have played a role in giving me a family. So we also gotta do a better job of giving people their flowers while they're here. You don't just like, oh, so-and-so passed. Oh, let me RIP and then put a bunch of mushy words up under his status and post it. No. We got to get better with telling people how we feel, myself included. I do it to everybody. I tell everybody how I feel. It might come out in a fucked up way, which I probably need to work on, but I let everybody know how I feel. So, you know, last and most certainly not least, October 1st made 7 years that this boy has walked into my life and has never let go of my hand to my motherfucking baby. I love you to the moon and back. And it's, nobody could ever change that. He's given me a sense of family. He's given me another actual physical family. He's given me t-shirts, his mom, his dad, his sisters, his brothers, his niece is in love with Uncle Josh. Like, he gave me a family that I didn't have anymore. So big hats off to you. And I know I don't be thankful enough for the little nigga, but that's what I needed. Somebody that was going to sit me down and give me this family again. So, it's dope. Take care of your families, man. You got to. We got to. Whether it's your blood family, whether it's your makeshift family, whether it's your little family at work, or however you want to do it, or however, whatever category you put it into, ballroom scene, club kids, work associates, whatever category you want to put it in, that's your fam, outside of your real fam. Take care of them. Love up on them. Give them what they need. Because you never know what can happen tomorrow. And that go for your real family. And I'm going to tell y'all the same thing Kirk Franklin said And one of them songs I was listening to earlier, Oh, Let It Go, he said, if your mama is living, still treat your mama right. To everybody out here, and I bullshit you not, that is key. If you not out here treating your mama right, you don't need no good luck. You don't need shit. So, before we get out of here, I want to thank my twin for being in the studio with me. I want to thank my Bree for being in the studio with me. I want to thank my mom for getting me through this episode, because God knows it was very, very, very hard for me to make it through this hour. I've had a very stressful day dealing with my friend's passing and dealing with his mom and being there for his family and doing the job. So I want to thank everybody for listening, everybody for rocking with me. Tomorrow, Twin will be on here talking about polygamy again. So if you missed part one, go listen to it in the episode. She will be on here tomorrow with Lil Cuzzo. And Cuzzo is dope. And I really enjoy her as a guest. She's real insightful and real, real dope. So I need y'all to check out for that. I will be here on Wednesday. I don't know what we're talking about on Wednesday yet. Oh, wait, you can't say Halloween? No. On Halloween, though, speaking of Halloween, my twin will be in the studio for Halloween. I love y'all. Thank y'all for listening. Y'all the best. Hugs and kisses. This is Kid. And I'm out this bitch.
Have you heard? Metro by T-Mobile now includes Amazon Prime. Yes, enjoy the best of shopping and entertainment, movies, TV shows, music, free shipping, and much more. All included for just $40 per line for 3 lines. All on the T-Mobile network. Discover the smarter way. Metro by T-Mobile. That's genius. One offer per account. Offer subject to change. $12.99 per month value. Offer valid for new Amazon Prime members. Metro customers may notice reduced speeds versus some T-Mobile customers. Video at 480p. Capable device required. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Don't miss today's Saturday Steal at Old Navy. $5 PJ pants, $5 long sleeve thermal tees, and $5 slippers. That's right, they're all just $5. It's the coziest sleepwear steal of the season. Today only at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 11/24, select styles only.